So the point of this speech is to talk about some unconventional experts that we see in employment cases. But just as a recap, we do have some conventional ones. Most of us are familiar, you know, I mean, the typical, you know, bread and butter employment discrimination case, you'll have a, you know, you might have on the plaintiff's side, they'll name their treating docs that talks about, you know, all the emotional distress they've suffered and how terrible that is. The defense side will name some sort of labor economist or vocational expert to support a failure to mitigate defense, saying, you know, this guy really could have gotten a job, or he's, you know, purposely underemployed, or, you know, and then you've got your typical attorney's fees. So that's kind of typically what you see in your run-of-the-mill employment discrimination case. But what we're going to talk about today are things that go beyond the ordinary. This is sort of an outline of the different kinds of experts we'll address and we'll talk about. The first is a human resources expert, something we've seen pop up more and more recently. We'll talk about exactly what that is. And we've also seen discrimination and harassment experts, social psychologists talking about what is discrimination and harassment, as well as experts on the ADA, what is a reasonable accommodation, and the FMLA. And I'll kind of start with the takeaway, because if you're looking, you think, well, gosh, aren't these all things that call for legal conclusions? They are, and they can be, and that's, and there are some, there's a some space for expert testimony on this, but there's also plenty of cases that have excluded attempts to qualify experts of these kinds on that basis.